You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you a carer? Maybe you're one of the estimated 1 in 8 people caring for an elderly relative, a disabled friend, or a seriously ill family member around the UK. If so, did you know that you're entitled to a free NHS flu vaccine? Well, statistics have shown that millions of carers are unaware of the benefits they are entitled to, including receiving the flu vaccination. As well as this, a recent report has also shown that a quarter of UK carers have not taken a day off in 5 years, and the majority report that their physical health has worsened as a result of caring. To discuss the recent findings and what it's like to be a carer is star of popular TV dramas Hollyoaks, Holby City and The Royal, but she is maybe best known as Kim Tate in Emmerdale. I am speaking, of course, about my very special guest, Claire King. How are you doing today, Claire?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks very much for being my guest today.
Now, pleasure. Claire,
you have first-hand experience of being a carer, don't you?
Yes, I do. My father was diagnosed with MS 50 years ago, approximately, and my mother took over caring for him until about 25 years ago, when she became very ill herself with back problems, knee replacement, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, so she could no longer care for him. So my brother and I stepped into those shoes as carers and did what we could, but obviously we still had to work and do our own stuff, mainly my business taking me away, you know, touring with plays or filming away. So we had to get a carer in. But as a carer, I felt it necessary to always have a flu vaccination, which I always have done, particularly looking after people who have a low immunity, as my parents do. And this is why when Boots came along and said, well, we need somebody to front this campaign, I said, look, I'm perfect for it because I've been in those shoes. I know what it's like. I can't afford to be ill and I can't afford to give my parents flu. I can't afford to take time out because they can't look after themselves. So it's kind of like a catch-22. And I said, I'm perfect for this because this really resonates with me. And what I couldn't believe was the fact that only 42% of carers in England have actually had the NHS flu vaccination this year, well, last year. There's a lot of people missing out. And what they don't realise is, just because they don't know about it, I take it, is that it's free.
Absolutely. And how important is it to remain in good health as a carer?
It's of utmost importance to stay healthy and well if you're looking after people who can't look after themselves, because if you can't do it, we're in trouble, and it has a really deep impact on the people you care for.
And you told us there about the shocking statistic that almost 42% are failing to take up the benefits. The report has also told us that a quarter of carers have not taken a day off in 5 years. How could this affect those that rely on their care?
Well, it'd have a devastating effect, wouldn't it? Because if you're out for 5, 10 days, however long it is, knocked out by flu, then what's going to happen to the people you care for? They can't look after themselves. And it has an ongoing effect, a domino effect. So it's best to get the flu jab, get it done, go down to your local pharmacy or your GP, just pop in, get it. It takes 15 minutes, that's all.
It's free. It's one of those things that you can't understand why people wouldn't do it. But as you've mentioned before, it's just that people don't know about it.
No, they don't. And they think, well, you've got to pay. Or, but if you're elderly over the age of 65, if you're on special medication, which obviously I am as well because of my rheumatoid arthritis, so I get a free flu jab anyway. But that helps, obviously, caring for my parents to do that. If you're pregnant or if you are the main carer, which really this is about, for an elderly or disabled person, then you can go and get your free flu jab.
The great thing as well is Boots pharmacists have given some recommendations for carers which they could follow. Can you take us through some of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's just being aware. I mean, if you have a cold, cover your mouth when you sneeze, you know, don't spread the germs about, particularly eyes, nose and mouth when you've been in public places. If you have a slight cough, then go and see your GP or your local pharmacy team. get fresh air and plenty of exercise. Don't just sit in all day. If you have been sat in and you have to do it as a job behind a computer desk, then get out, take a walk later on, get some fresh air. Eat fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and a variety of it, you know, a multicoloured variety of fruit and vegetables. This is very good for the immune system. And just generally look after yourself, you know?
We spoke about the fact that almost a quarter of carers have not taken a day off in 5 years.
Indeed.
And obviously it's really difficult because you feel such an obligation.
Yeah.
But mentally, how could we try to shake someone out of this feeling that they don't have the right almost to take some time for themselves?
Well, they do. Often this is the thing that carers are not thought of as well. You know, you think of the people that you're looking after, but as a carer, you have to stay healthy. You have to stay able to look after those people you care for. And it's very difficult if you're worked into the ground, because caring is a very difficult job in itself. There's no 9 to 5. You know, you could be turning somebody over in the middle of the night. This is why at the moment we've actually put in a secondary carer, so as our main carer can have the time off and I can then take the place on the day off and do my thing. But it is, and you've got to look after yourself, because it's a full-on job, 24/7, 7 days a week, 52 a year.
Absolutely. And it was great that you obviously had your brother there with
yeah.
you. Some people don't have that, but they have to make sure they look after themselves
yes.
first and foremost, because it helps then to look after the people they're caring for.
Exactly. And this is one way you can do it.
Now, Claire, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you today, especially about such an important subject.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you took part in Strictly Come Dancing. You cheering anyone on this year?
I've been away working, so I haven't caught much of it at all. I saw the first opening show, so I don't know who's doing well. I know Debbie McGee was very impressive the first week.
She was, yes, and we've got Molly King from the Saturdays as well. She's doing
yes.
rather well.
And I think there was one chap, who was it, who was particularly good, I thought. Aston, was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You'll need to catch up, Claire.
I need to catch up, but I haven't seen it because I've been working, so I'm so sorry. And I haven't caught up on any soaps either. So don't ask me questions about
that. I'll avoid that. But a very important thing before we go. If anyone
yeah.
wants to find out any more about the free flu jab or the benefits they may be entitled to as carers, where can they go?
Just go to boots.co.uk and it'll be under the health and advice section and flu jabs.
Claire King, thanks so much for spending time with me today.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.